What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Talking Points podcast presented by 24 Swish. I'm your boy Mo. I'm joined as usual by Aaron, Ibby, and Abs. The first round of the NBA playoffs are almost done. We're going to get into that. But before we get into that, make sure you guys subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to it via your favorite podcast platform, make sure you follow us on that platform to stay up to date with the latest and greatest basketball content coming out of the UK. And as we are the UK's newest home for NBA basketball content, we want to know from you guys in the comments below. Or hit us up on socials, on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what you want to see from us, what kind of content you enjoy. And get involved with the community, really. We want to hear from you, your opinions. We'll be in the comments as well, debating with all of you guys. But today, we're debating amongst ourselves. Well, we're going to be reviewing the first round of NBA playoff action. There's only a few games left as things stand at the time we're recording this. Mm-hmm. The Warriors are playing tonight.
Yeah.
They're up 3-1.
Yeah.
The Rockets are playing tonight. They're up 3-1.
Yep.
Things are a little closer between the Spurs and the Nuggets, but we're going to talk about some of the fixtures that have been settled. So should we start at the top with the team with the best record in the NBA?
Yep.
Let's talk about the Milwaukee Bucks sweeping through the Detroit Pistons.
You got them.
Oof, Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah.
The worst,
really good team.
The worst series in life.
Yeah.
I think I watched one quarter of the entire series because I looked and it said Detroit were winning. I think it was game four.
Mm.
I said, let me go downstairs and throw TV on. Let's have a look. And then within 2 minutes, it was
done.
It was like a 10 point lead.
You know when I knew it was over? I think it was the first game and the game didn't it didn't even start, right? And I'm like, okay, this should be interesting. Blake's wearing a suit. Wait.
It's done.
Yeah.
How different do you think the series would have been
Very.
Had Blake been entirely healthy?
I think it would have been maybe more challenging.
One game.
I think they could have stolen one.
I think they would have had one or more challenging.
Because there's either three or four. He was there with the crowd. The wrestle, wanker, doing all that. It's like when your mentality is like that, blaming the referee. Referees make bad decisions, but that's not the reason why you lost.
Yeah, but he also had a bionic knee, so I can't really.
Yeah,
when he was out
there. That Blake that played that one game in the series,
it's not Blake.
No, if you looked at, remember at the start of the season, the numbers Blake was
100%.
Up, put up 30-point games. You put up a 50-point game.
Yeah.
If you had seen that Blake Griffin in the series,
it would have one game at least.
Yeah, all right, maybe one game. Maybe game three.
Because the rest of the team,
I feel like they would have been shook. They would have been shaken.
Yeah, they would have been like, oh shit, it might have gone to six, to be fair.
Listen, I'm giving Blake Griffin a chance at just one game. I'll give him one game, but outside of that, it went the way I expected it to go. Like,
there's no shock.
Mm-hmm. Detroit is terrible, man.
Detroit is terrible. What do they need to improve this summer then?
Delete the whole team and keep Blake Griffin.
No,
Drummond and Blake, keep that together.
Nah, delete him.
And then start from there.
Delete him.
They got Reggie Jackson.
Delete him.
Get rid of him.
They need shooters, man. They have no shooters on that whole roster.
Yeah, not Reggie. Reggie can't be on like starting.
Yeah, I don't think Reggie Jackson can be your starting point guard.
He's not your starting point
guard. Reggie Jackson can't be your bench.
Yeah.
I like him. Well, he can't be your starting point guard.
There was a time Reggie Jackson was good though, do you remember?
That's
the Reggie Jackson that got his contract, so.
Listen, NBA got to stop like handing out just
big contracts
to people,
have
for
two,
one, literally for like a series. Like they'll pay them off. Why they played well that one series? Let's give them 9,000 million.
It must be because they're scared.
I can have one good series.
They're
scared, bench 5 minutes.
Like you don't want to get rid of one player. Like this is the next best thing. So you just give them a massive contract.
I guess, but I mean, also like if you lose out, you lose out. NBA players are NBA players. They all are good to some extent.
At the start of this series between Portland and OKC,
truthfully,
what did you think was going to happen?
OKC in six.
I thought OKC were going to go all the way to take on Golden State.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like OKC were the underdogs only because, like, we know Damian Lillard is an astounding player, but he's done this so many times. He's come to the playoffs and he's taken losses. He's been defeated. Yeah. He's been knocked out.
It was swept last year.
But they came with the energy. They've come with experience as a team, whereas OKC, they've got rid of Melo.
No, that wasn't a loss, though.
It was not a loss.
Trash in the playoffs.
Like,
I can't even say that. We'll table that one.
They got rid of Melo.
Mm.
Paul George had a terrible last year.
Oh, five points in game six.
Yeah. So there's pressure on him to show and prove.
Yeah.
But then obviously his shoulder was...
He had a decent
season. It's like mashup as well. So it's like going into this, I felt like, okay, so Trailblazers are the highest seed.
Yeah.
Dame is not losing in his house. Like, Dame's giving you something. It's not an easy one. Mm. And even though I, at the time, well, I still feel like I would choose Westbrook over Lillard for my own reasons, but I would never say that Dame... I would never say that Dame isn't a better shooter. He is a better shooter.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, I don't know. I didn't know. I would have liked OKC to have gone past this one, but they didn't.
I'd have liked OKC to go through just because it'd have been good to see OKC with the Westbrook energy against Golden State. I think that'd have been great.
And it brings you the storyline of Kevin.
I would. Exactly. That, it'd make a great story, but at the end of the day, OKC is not a great team.
They're not.
And even though they have the players, it's just not a great team. They haven't found it yet. And I don't want them to feel disheartened with losing.
It's too late.
I feel disheartened.
They're very disheartened.
No teams on that side of the bracket are great.
Yeah.
The Western Conference semifinal. When the Rockets eventually win the series and the Warriors eventually win the series.
Inshallah.
I'm going to sound hella stupid if they throw it again. Don't do that again, Golden State. But... you know, that Rockets-Warriors matchup is what I think all season long everyone's looking forward to being in the Western Conference Final.
Yeah.
As it was last year. I think it's going to be a bit of an anti-climax this season with the Warriors going up against from Portland, Denver, or San Antonio. And all three of those teams have significant flaws in them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of a shame on how the bracket worked out on the Western Conference side of things. But I think also... I'm very surprised at how resilient Portland have been without Yusuf Nurkic being there.
I
also want to shout out his t-shirt that he wore last night. Did you see the t-shirt? Yes, it was absolutely hilarious.
Something bricks.
It was like, got bricks.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, I did see that.
He wore that.
Yeah. Shots.
Oh, yeah, you don't have social media.
Yeah, I did see that. Sorry.
Management, can you please pull up this t-shirt because I have to see it. That's hilarious.
Because him and Westbrook have been beefing for a hot minute.
They have.
When they not like each other. Shoved him at half court and Yusuf Nurkic.
Do you think Portland...
Oh, it was Nurkic who wore it?
Yeah, because he's injured.
I thought you said it was like Lillard who wore it.
No. Do you think Portland don't go through if it's not OKC? Because the whole matchup between Westbrook and Lillard gave it that extra intensity to win.
Had that beef not been there and Westbrook had not been in his head.
Yeah.
Because one thing you notice from watching Russell Westbrook, right, is when things are going good, they're going good. But you see when Russ faces adversity, he will start forcing shots.
Yeah.
He will start just pulling up at the top of the key, once, just pulling up for no reason.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Taking the first shot available on a possession or driving, not even looking for a kick option, trying to force a shot in. And I think had that little rivalry not been there, had they faced anyone else?
Certainly played Utah. I think it's a lot closer.
I think Utah would have beaten Portland.
Yeah,
I agree with you actually because I feel like
if Westbrook, not beating them, it would have been a lot closer.
If Westbrook was more clear-headed in that game,
win that game.
I reckon they would.
I don't think he's clear-headed in any series.
that's the reason they don't make the first round.
Yeah, what evidence do I have to support
in terms of playoffs?
In terms of playoffs, now we have a three.
There we go.
My king. My king. I love that. What evidence do we have to suggest? We have a 3-year sample. 3 years is not a short. That's
enough.
What, that's
enough.
Of Westbrook in the playoffs goes back more than 3 years.
Yeah, but like, by himself, Westbrook like, being the man of the team.
Westbrook being the leader of the team. You're saying that because of this series, he was in his head because he was facing Damian Lillard, they have a beef. But last year they played the Jazz. What's the excuse?
Last year's not on him.
Because everyone blames Carmelo Anthony. And I feel like everyone...
that the way OKC itself is a good team.
They're not a good team. But it doesn't help that Westbrook, when he feels like it's getting a bit tight, he just loses it and says, like, you know what,
I'm going to put 9,000. I can't blame him. Your two other options can't get 7-5 in game 6.
But also this year, I'm not solely putting the blame on Westbrook, even though I agree in terms of his attitude towards this series isn't the best, but I do feel like it's OKC as an organisation. I feel like we also have to look at maybe coaching as well. I don't feel like Billy Donovan
was
great. I don't think he did much.
Here's the thing,
I don't think their bench is strong.
Here's the thing with OKC, right? To lose an arguably top two, top three NBA guy in Kevin Durant, and to bounce back immediately one season later and acquire Paul George, who's top 10, top 20 player, that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What they haven't done is you look at the rest of the squad, if you go outside of Russ and Paul George, Steven Adams is a solid option at the five, but then the rest of your starting lineup is Terrence Ferguson and Jeremy Grant.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff.
Which playoff teams in the West would they even get into the starting lineup for?
No.
Do you know what I mean? Then you look at the bench of who is OKC bringing off the bench. They got rid of Abrinas, who's probably their best spot-up shooter.
I don't even know.
They've got Raymond Felton coming off the bench. They've got the worst of the two Morris twins coming off the bench. Amen. They've got Nerlens Noel, who could be solid.
What's his name?
Schroeder.
He's good.
Schroeder's solid. All right.
He's the only solid one off the
bench. But like, if come off the bench, he's going to give you 17 to 20.
Yeah, that's
he's not going to give you a Lou Williams performance off the bench.
Nah, but he'll give you something. Like,
you know what? Yeah, I feel like, would you say Schroeder's like another Westbrook in a way?
No.
I'll tell you, Schroeder is Rondo with better shooting range.
Yep.
But less passing, if that makes any sense.
But would you rather not have like a more like point guard?
No. I feel like if you're coming
like a different type of work.
I feel like if you're coming off the bench, just score. Give me points.
Yeah, that's what you're required to score.
Would you think that OKC would be better if Ross moved to the two and they got a true point guard in at the one?
Yeah.
No. Only because I feel like Ross can't give up.
But so let's say he did.
That's a big if.
Russ has
it's a massive if.
You say that, but Russ has let Paul George flourish this whole season. He definitely took a step back. Paul George was in the MVP talks. Paul George was the superstar of OKC this whole season.
Are you saying a point guard is in a superstar point guard?
No.
Just a normal...
I'm saying someone that can facilitate and just knock down jump shots.
But then...
I don't feel like that's the problem.
You see the way that the Lakers would have Kobe at the two and Derek Fisher at the one.
Yeah.
A Derek Fisher-style point guard that can just catch and shoot, that can pass, run the pick and roll, and allow Russ to operate and do what Russ does by himself without having the pressure of being the primary facilitator for a team also.
I don't think that's their main problem, though. I think it's more so, okay, once again, I think it's the rotations as well. Like you said, it's like if you take away Paul George and Westbrook, and okay, Adams does what he needs to do, but it's not enough. Like, everyone else is just not enough. I like Noel, I really do, but he's not enough. Yeah. Grant is promising, but he's not enough. Everyone else, there's no point even talking about them. And like, in terms of role players, they're not even like up there in terms of good role players to have on the team compared to teams like Houston Rockets. Their role players are very solid, very reliable.
How much of that is to do with the players and to do with the system that Houston has put those players into? Because you've got to bear in mind the system that Mike D'Antoni runs in Houston. Everyone has a defined role. You know exactly the offense is going to be a James Harden pick and roll. They're going to spread the floor with the shooters, or Clint Capella's going to drive to the bucket. Whereas in OKC, it's not so clear. Is Russ going to take a shot? Is Paul George going to take a shot? How is this going to work?
But if you did move Russ, that would help because everyone would be flowing
now. I don't think that's even the main issue.
I'm not saying it's a main issue, but if you get another person, so then you have at least 4 out of 5 of your starting, I can count on. And then you have maybe 1 or 2 on the bench you can count on. Make it a better team.
If you put Russ at the two, right, and you get a point guard, all he's doing is holding the ball. It's getting to Russ's hands anyways. Like, you're not... Because if you're saying, okay, we're not going to get another superstar, we're just going to get someone else to facilitate the ball, we don't really Russ is giving you triple-double, we don't need someone else to facilitate. That's not the issue. The issue is rotations...
And Russ can't shoot.
So we need a role. We need a solid shooter somewhere, because Paul George is not enough. That's a given. Paul George is not enough, even though he's nice.
He's putting up the numbers,
but he's not a role player. He's not a solid role player. He's a superstar, so you're expecting him to do the most. But then, like with superstars, sometimes they don't show up, and then everyone's and then messed up.
Fucked. Yeah, I don't know if you can really move Russ off the ball, because I feel like if he's not. Because right now, his shooting is just down, terribly down. So if he's not on the ball facilitating, I don't want to say what good is
he. I don't mean in a sense of have Russ stand on the three-point line and wait for point guard to run the motion.
Mm.
You see how the Lakers used to run with Kobe at the two. Kobe was the primary operator of the offense.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But just positionally, it worked better for him in terms of matchups.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked more in their favor that if Kobe's getting doubled or whatever it is, you got Derek Fisher there.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean? Derek Fisher's NBA champion. You've got Terrence Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the quality is just not there outside of their main two guys.
Listen, and also Paul George, he's gonna fly by with unscathed, because I feel like Russ is gonna get.
Yeah, Russ is taking
his team.
This is why he stayed, because if Paul George had gone to LA to play with LeBron and not made the playoffs. Paul George would be getting all the criticism.
Yeah.
This is Russ's team. That's why he stayed. And they got they do that. Who would you want to see them add this summer in order to make a better run at the playoffs next year?
Who can they add?
I would say Blake Griffin, but
Blake Griffin went to college in Oklahoma.
I think Blake Griffin would be so sick.
I would love to see Blake Griffin now.
They could. The only reason they could is because
everyone needs the ball,
and because they can't afford it.
Yeah,
there's actually no way.
Like basically, whoever that would look nice, they just couldn't.
Do they have a lot of space or not?
They have no money.
Well, then it's first round again next year.
Yeah, they have no money. What, Blake Griffin?
Ready for it all over again.
Literally. That would look good, though. I wouldn't mind Blake Griffin.
I would like it, but it's not possible.
I would scrap the entire roster outside of Ross and PG. I would get rid of everyone.
Adams too.
Yup.
Listen.
Get rid of him. 26 mil.
Aquaman.
You're going to do that to Aquaman. I'm going to do that to Kylo Drago.
Adams fans that you'll find, right? I love Stephen Adams. But
get out of here.
Can't do that to Kylo Drago.
But if you told me that I could get Blake Griffin...
The king of Atlantis, though.
The leader of the Dothraki.
Yeah.
What if he gets one little cut? He'll get infected.
No, but that depends who he's in a relationship with. Because if he's by himself, he'll just...
He's come by. Is this the Khaleesi? Yeah, no.
Ah, boom. We're talking about the relationships.
I have no idea what's happening.
We're going to keep it moving.
Let's keep moving. To the north. To the north.
Not to see Jon Snow, not to defend Winterfell. But we're going to talk a little bit about Kawhi Leonard, who's staking his claim as the new king in the north.
They had a few
good games with the Orlando Magic, especially game one, which I thoroughly enjoyed.
Well, when Kyle Lowry was still in airport, our guys are bummed.
Nilpois. Kyle Lowry did the Britain in Eurovision, Nilpois, with Kawhi Leonard airballing the game winner, which was fantastic, but I think that was the kind of the wake-up call that Toronto needed.
Yeah, how do you score 0 points as well?
Yeah.
In your house.
Professional basketball.
You're an all-star.
Literally.
An NBA all-star.
Nah, man.
Hey, Melo scored what, two was it? Or five?
Five. Melo got seven. PG got five.
Yeah.
We'll never forget.
Melo's old, though. There's a difference. Yeah. Prime Melo would never have done that.
Ever.
Prime Melo, when Melo was an all-star, would give you 30.
I'm pretty sure he didn't have the same amount of minutes as Kyle Lowry.
You're absolutely right.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, listen, Toronto, they look...
They look what?
They look like...
They're warming up.
They look like where?
They're warming up.
Something.
Where?
Listen,
do something like what?
Pascal Siakam podium game is coming.
Speak English.
They're warming up. Toronto warming up.
They've improved as the series progressed.
That's great for them, but that's not going
nowhere. Orlando put up a solid performance, but again, Orlando, like Detroit...
Scrubs.
They weren't even sure if they would make the playoffs until the final day of the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These are teams that are around 500.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at the Western Conference, where Portland has just beaten OKC, who are a legitimate NBA team,
yeah.
Whereas Orlando could have been in the lottery, could have been in the playoffs. It was just because the East is a weaker conference.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't take too much stock from winning four games against the Orlando Magic.
No, they lost one.
I think that this... Second round is going to be a true test.
This will be a good game between them and Philly.
But before we get into that, let's talk about the Philly series against the Brooklyn Nets.
They needed to wake up.
Also embarrassing.
I don't like Philly, you know.
Nah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like
it. Why? Tell me. No, just tell me why. Why?
It's back to when it goes back to most point. You beat a team with just about. Philly got bad vibes.
Why? Because their attitude, they're too confident.
You just beat a team with just about scraping into the playoffs, right? And you're mad happy. Overjoyed. You should beat them. Like, you shouldn't even have to think about beating them. It should have been four, not five.
Yeah, I don't like the playoffs, man.
Take care of your business.
Take care of your business and go. Now, if you have the same energy with Toronto and you beat Toronto, it's unfair.
Toronto is six, man.
However, for Brooklyn Nets didn't expect to be there.
Did you not think that Brooklyn exposed Ben Simmons disgustingly in the first game?
Ben Simmons exposes Ben Simmons.
Yeah. You'll have another game like that.
The thing is, they did, but I don't really like how the feedback from that game was just that, like, oh, Ben Simmons is a liability offensively for Sixers.
He is.
But that's not the end result.
It wasn't the end result.
It's not the end result. He found a way.
But that's against the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler has carried them through that series.
Come on, Ben Simmons
did not carry the team through that series.
Yeah, but of course, but that's why those players are around. Ben Simmons, because Ben Simmons is not that guy. But I mean, honestly, that series, Toronto versus Sixers, I don't care who goes through because I don't care for both of them.
Toronto.
However,
look at why I'm Ben Simmons.
What's your prediction? Let's go through it now. Toronto versus Philly, who and then how many games?
Toronto.
I think it's going game seven and six.
Yeah, Toronto and six. You think game seven?
I want to say
you
five.
You think Toronto are going to win a game seven in the playoffs?
I think Sixers are going to win game seven. If it goes game seven, Sixers.
If it goes game seven, then I'm giving it to the Sixers.
Absolutely.
In Toronto.
Absolutely.
Actually, there's no LeBron, so you never know what Toronto. You don't know what they're like without LeBron.
When I seen DJ Augustine tell them up, It's nah, the same song.
That's listen. Game one.
I think if Kawhi is fit, then Toronto. I can't see.
What's
passes.
A Kawhi?
What's a Kawhi?
What's a Kawhi?
What's up with him?
I don't do that. That was a bad year for us.
If Kawhi is fit, I can't see past Toronto in that series. No.
If Kawhi is fit, if he's so fit. we're doing ifs.
If Kawhi is fit, healthy.
Yeah, but if we're doing ifs, we have the Sixers, right?
Yep.
If Tobias Harris is balling his ass off,
that's more ifs because ifs is just like because he's injury prone. So I'm just saying, if his health is fine, which is more like now it looks good, then they'll win.
They're gonna win.
It's Kawhi against Sixers. Then.
Yeah.
No, they got Danny Green's knocking down shots.
He'll be the difference.
He's reliable. He can play defense.
What about JJ?
Pascal Siak.
Don't.
He's a liability in defense.
Okay.
Pascal Siakam, elite, most improved player. Marc Gasol, not down open shots.
Marc Gasol.
Don't disrespect Marc Gasol. And can move around.
Don't disrespect Marc Gasol saying that open, not down open shots.
He can.
He can score in the post.
And he can pass, he can facilitate, all of that.
Marc Gasol is better than a lot of people think.
He is. And then Serge Ibaka coming off the bench.
Serge.
All I'm saying is that I feel like we've got into the Toronto have been just useless for many, not even useless. They've fallen short of expectations
because they keep seeing LeBron.
But I mean, Kawhi Leonard, I'm not betting against Kawhi Leonard.
They lost to the Washington Wizards. They've lost to the Brooklyn Nets twice.
Toronto.
Oh, and plus,
They historically are documented as being a terrible.
Yeah, in terms of playoffs,
Kawhi Leonard, I can't bet against him, especially in the East. I'm not gonna bet against, even though the East is significantly better than it has been.
Yeah,
I just feel like just looking at Toronto, the eye test. They look like an elite team.
I think the second one will be way more competitive.
The thing is, I would agree if they was elite, if they swept Orlando Magic.
Before you carry on, yeah?
Orlando Magic.
Huh?
It's easy to look elite against Orlando.
Fair.
Orlando are a 500 team. Yeah. Really and truly.
This is true. And they're the number two seed. They're playing the
you
number seven seed.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Because let's say if Toronto played Brooklyn Nets.
Toronto's in five.
Same, yeah.
I think the same result. Uh-huh. They'd only win one game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say they win two.
Mm-mm.
Five.
Two what? Two games?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brooklyn would have won two against.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because the issue with Brooklyn is that their offense just stopped, and Toronto is a good defensive team. So I mean. I can't see them winning two games. Maybe one out of just pure heart, but two.
On base and talent, just one. But if it's pure heart.
Pure heart, right. I don't know.
Well, when you say that the Brooklyn offense just stops, what do you mean?
They couldn't score.
They couldn't keep up.
What was it yesterday or the day before? Whenever they played game five.
That final game, Philly was on
it. Yeah. Fam, I looked up at the score and it was 23-2.
But outside of that, the other games were good.
They were.
Yeah.
But at the end... Like when it came down to it, they just couldn't score in the end, and it's I don't know. They just don't have.
I like Brooklyn. They're a young team. They'll be back.
And Joe Harris didn't do his job. He didn't make a single.
Joe Harris should play for Toronto the way he shot the ball.
The man led the league in 3-point percentage and didn't make a single.
And he won a 3-point shootout.
Hey man, when pressure comes, pressure bust pipe.
But that's the same for Raptors. I don't have faith in them. But fair enough, they have a Kawhi.
Actually, no, I feel like the one they got rid of is the one who wasn't the issue. Kyle Lowry is not going to shop him.
I would 100% rather keep DeRozan rather than Lowry.
Kyle Lowry, this guy's going to bottle it again.
Hey, man.
This man has no bottle whatsoever.
So, is Kyle Lowry against Ben Simmons?
If it is, then Ben Simmons is going to kill him.
I don't think Kyle Lowry's going to
guard him.
No.
Is Ben Simmons a matchup nightmare? Philadelphia's starting five, just in general, is too tall.
They're too big for that team.
They're going to have to hide Lowry defensively. They're going to have to come up and run some sort of system where you can hide.
So basically,
they're going to get Kyle Lowry to guard JJ Redick.
A big on Ben.
They'll probably put Siakam on him. Probably.
So that leaves someone open who can shoot.
Tobias, Jimmy Butler. Here's the thing about this series.
The matchups, I don't know. I'm saying.
Here's the thing in this series, right? If you are the Toronto Raptors, okay, and you're making a list of all the players in the NBA who you wouldn't want guarding Kawhi Leonard, right? Giannis would probably be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Paul George would probably be number two. But I would have Jimmy Butler at number three.
Sure. I agree.
Jimmy Butler is a legitimate defensive star when he's locked in.
Yeah, but like these guys said, it's Kawhi.
Yeah, but
why are you saying it like that? I didn't like your tone. I didn't appreciate it.
It's Kawhi.
The Claw.
King of the East.
King of the East. No. Jon Snow.
Why are you doing that? King of the East who's not won anything.
You don't think Kawhi's won?
What has he won in the East?
Well,
what has
he won in
the East? No, wait. What did you say, Mark?
What has he won without Greg Popovich?
Oh, come on. That's such a small scope.
Come on, man. His one is 6 months.
King of the East.
Don't worry. We're going to see it.
That's like you going
on. You think Kawhi Leonard is king of the East?
I didn't say that.
I was just saying that.
Giannis.
Let's be very real. Giannis is the best player.
Giannis is king.
No, he is absolutely.
Yeah. I was just saying that just because he was talking to someone about Kawhi.
I didn't. Kawhi second though.
What I'm saying is
Kawhi.
That's Kawhi.
Who was guarding Kawhi in that first round series for the Orlando Magic?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Oh, now he's going to be guarded by Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris.
So two players you don't rate are marking each other.
Nah, Jimmy, you know. Nah, Jimmy.
This guy hates Jimmy Butler, bro.
I don't hate Jimmy. I think Jimmy's overrated as well.
Do you think Kawhi's overrated?
A little bit.
You're moving, man.
You know why I think he's overrated? Because as soon as he went to the East, everyone's like, oh, and he's going to the Raptors, oh, it's going to be crazy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's one player. This is a team sport, right?
Okay. But you have to like they've lost. They've
I'm
won.
Not saying, I'm not saying that they're gonna get wiped. So, I'm not saying that they're gonna.
So
get
So where's spiked. The overration but happening?
I feel like with the Sixers against Raptors, the mismatch is very key. And like Mo has just pointed, right? You're gonna get Jimmy on Kawhi. Jimmy's a very good
or defender. Tobias as well.
Jimmy's not my guy. But when you guys tell me Jimmy's a great defender, blah blah blah, blah. So that's shaky right there, right?
Oh, we tell him
Ben Simmons, right?
Yeah.
So Ben Simmons on the attack. He's very tall. Yeah. Larry don't want smoke.
Larry doesn't want
smoke. Larry's gonna guard Redick.
Then he's gonna be Pascal Siakam.
Larry's gonna guard Redick.
Larry's gonna guard Redick. Who's gonna run up and down through screens, so that when Larry has the ball on offense, his little legs is just gonna airball every shot.
Mm. They're gonna do the same on the offensive end to Redick. They're gonna put him in a pick and roll. Whoever they're gonna try and get him, God, it's gonna be Kawhi versus JJ Redick.
But JJ is a better shooter, right? Than Lowry.
Sure. Yeah.
It would be interesting.
But he's a terrible defender.
I feel like
he's a terrible
defender. The first two games is at Toronto, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have to win that.
Toronto will lose.
They have to
win that.
It's tradition.
It's literally tradition.
Well, they'll lose one.
Yeah, lose game one. That's their whole MO.
But they have to.
Wait, didn't they beat Washington game one last year?
I don't remember.
I think that's the first game one.
That's the first game, I remember, yeah.
They're celebrating.
Yeah, they did. They were probably happy. And it was like very like last minute shot.
It's all right. They got Kawhi now.
They do have Kawhi now. It's a different story.
What happens if Toronto makes the finals?
They made the finals, isn't it? What if Toronto win it?
Huh?
I said, what if Toronto win it?
Then they win it. Uh-huh. It'll be great to see because I think that's impossible. But it'll be great to see. It'll be great basketball.
And Kawhi has another ring without Brady.
They're not beating Golden State.
They're not, but
they're not even beating it'll be nice Milwaukee. To see. They're not beating Boston.
I don't think they get to the finals.
They're beating Boston, man. Get off.
They're not beating Boston.
They're not beating Boston.
Well, speaking of Boston, that's another one. Bucks, Boston rematch of last year's first round.
Yeah. Listen, I'm gonna let you lot say what you gotta say, and then I'm gonna tell
Bucks
you.
Bucks in six.
Bucks in five.
Actually, five.
Bucks in four.
Bucks in two.
Boston gonna win what game three?
Oh my god!
Yeah. All right. All I know is it's going to be exciting.
It's gonna be very
just
good.
Like last season. It's going to be so exciting.
What's your reason?
Who's gonna guard Giannis?
Listen, what are your reasons?
No, that's the reason.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got to hear out the whole thing.
Go ahead.
What reason do you think it's going to be so easy?
The Bucks are way better than last year.
Giannis.
Who could guard Giannis?
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Who's better, this season's Giannis
or
LeBron James in his prime?
What are you talking about, LeBron James?
No, it's
LeBron
James. It makes sense if you let me finish.
They drafted LeBron James.
LeBron James.
Okay.
Giannis is LeBron James.
LeBron James winning the MVP. Yep. In 2009, 2010.
I can't wait to see where you go with
He carried the Cleveland Cavaliers, mm-hmm. where he was the superstar of the team.
He was indeed.
They had another all-star on that team.
They did.
And then they had a bunch of role players, similar to having Chris Middleton and a bunch of role players.
Yep, bro.
They carried them to a 63-win season.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Celtics finished as the fourth seed, 11 games behind.
Okay.
And the Celtics got to the NBA Finals that season.
They did.
So for you telling me, oh, they got Giannis, they're a much better team, they had the best record in the regular season.
Mm.
It's been proven a number of times, even in the 2011 season,
yep.
the Celtics were the fourth seed, 11 games behind number one. They still got to the conference finals that year. Mm. Yeah. So for you to think it's as simple as...
What happened in 12 and 13?
Huh?
What happened in 12 and 13?
The conference finals.
Yeah. Same.
So I'm a heat with that. Next question.
continue.
But hear what I'm saying, okay? It's just because you were a dominant side in the regular season.
Yeah.
In fact, we've seen the case with everyone talking about, oh, Milwaukee much better, they've got a new coach.
Yeah.
They've got Mike Budenholzer.
Mm, good.
Remember the Atlanta Hawks?
Yep.
Remember how good they were in the regular season?
Yep.
Remember them crumbling in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You're going to see that again happen this year.
I'm not going to see that again.
This is what's going to happen, okay?
Milwaukee are playoff ready.
Johnny! He's coming for you.
Giannis is a great
this
player.
Season,
Giannis
Milwaukee
is going to put up 30 points a game.
They're playoff ready.
There's no way that you can stop Giannis Antetokounmpo, okay? But you can stop the rest of the team. Giannis isn't going to put up 120 points in the game.
He might.
You never know.
James Harden.
Yeah.
But what the strategy is going to be is they're going to station
Brad Stevens. You tell me. Let me come on.
Hear
it.
They're going to put Horford or Baines at the free throw line extended,
yeah,
which then limits Giannis' drives into the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the games that they've had against each other so far, and going back to last season, Giannis has had less attempts at the bucket,
yeah,
and less free throws than he does against any other opponent in the NBA. Okay, so you're not going to stop Giannis. Giannis is still going to get his 30 points, mm-hmm, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but what having a guy like Al Horford, who is tall enough and strong enough to slow down Giannis, not stop him entirely, it means that you can play him with single coverage.
Mm-hmm.
When you play Giannis with single coverage, the other four players aren't open. So Brook Lopez, who knocks down a record amount of threes for a player over 7 foot, mm-hmm, he's not going to be wide open like he is against teams in a regular season. Chris Middleton isn't going to have the same open looks that he usually has. The rest of the team is not going to be able to be as effective as they want. And this is the exact same strategy that Boston employed against LeBron James when they beat his MVP 63 win
season.
So
when you see an open look, Chris Middleton free in your face,
yeah, what happens
then?
What happens when I see these players?
Because that's what's going to happen. Like, it sounds beautiful. What you just said sounds amazing.
It sounds amazing.
It
sounds amazing. However, this is a matchup, right, that we've seen before. Right, this is Milwaukee.
Where did you see it before?
Last year.
Who won?
You guys home advantage.
Berlin.
Who won without their two all-star players who are now back in the team?
You had home advantage.
No. Tell me.
And Milwaukee.
Tell me. Who won without Kyrie?
Just because you have all-star
players.
Gordon Hayward, who I might mention, is currently peaking this season.
Absolutely.
Hayward is getting work.
Sure, absolutely.
He's going to get work from Milwaukee.
What, by Hassan Ali-Sova?
Anyone you want. You're getting work, bro. Because Milwaukee is a playoff, they're
you're just bringing me cliches. You've not brought one basketball reason to dispute any of the points I've broken up.
My theory is,
yeah, but yours are all like ifs, because you're saying, yeah, okay, you're saying Al Horford could slow him down, but
go watch the game tape.
What if he doesn't slow him down?
Giannis might
I've just told you Giannis is going to be 30.
What if Giannis watched the same tape you watch? Is that cool? He's not slowing
down. They'll be
down
ready.
Giannis is going to put on numbers. I'm not
honestly,
saying he won't.
Milwaukee will be ready for Boston. I really like Boston as a team, but then I feel like with Milwaukee, they're more hungry than you guys are, in my opinion. I feel like with you lot, when it goes bad.
You lot, I don't like who's calling this guy. He's the spokesperson for the Celtics.
I like
this.
Age, if you're watching, give me a call. I'll represent you any day.
No, I like Boston. I do. But I can't remember what I was going to say.
There's one thing about the Celtics, right? Is when they're counted out and when they're. No one thinks they're going to do something. That's when they come together and do better. Last season, Kyrie, Gordon injured. The team came together. This season, they've got to the playoffs. Everyone's written them off. Not a single person is going to say that they're going to get to the finals. Not a single person is saying they're going to win. But they've gone through a tough regular season. They've come together now. You saw them sweep through the Pacers.
It is.
Now, bear this in mind, okay? For the majority of the regular season, the Pacers were the third seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only towards the end they got a little bit worse. Now, Oladipo was out for the majority. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, Oladipo wasn't playing, whatever. He was out for the majority of that regular season, okay? So if you look at the opponents that teams have faced in the first round, Indiana is the toughest opponent that any team in the East has faced in the first round. And they swept them. Toronto dropped the game to Orlando, who shouldn't even be in the playoffs. Brooklyn beat Philly in the game as well. Boston calmly worked their way through Indiana with no trouble at all. They went through stretches. The Boston defense was so intense, there were stretches in the third quarter of each game. Indiana couldn't score for 9 minutes at a time.
The first game was like 84-74.
And you're telling me...
Worst game I've ever watched.
That's ridiculous.
Do you know what I'm saying? Terrible. And so you're basing all your opinions on regular season, which is now over, media hype saying that when things go bad, they'll go bad. And overrating a regular season team that has a track record of Toronto last season, Atlanta the season before. Every time, there's always one team that's fantastic in a regular season that can't pull it out of the bag in the playoffs. This is just history.
I ain't say it because last year, when it was one of the best series we've ever seen, like four or five rounds.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And it was very close.
Should I tell you?
It went to game seven.
Yeah, and it's home advantage every time.
Yeah.
Whoever was at home won.
What a home team was
on. One thing that made that series very close, and I think Milwaukee could live to regret this, is trading away Thon Maker during the season. Because he gave Boston problems. I was watching the games last year thinking, God, why is this guy on the court? He gave us problems because of having him and Giannis on the court at the same time. It's just a different element. This season, they've replaced him with Brook Lopez, and you know what Brook Lopez is going to do now. He's just going to catch the ball and shoot it.
I think this goes to six or seven.
I think Celtics in six.
I don't know if it's Celtics in six. I think it's Bucks in seven or six.
You already know the vibes. Bucks in five.
Bucks so, I mean, I'll change my opinion when I hear basketball reasons.
I only say six.
I don't think you've changed your opinion anyway. So.
Because it'll be very tight because Kyrie's fit this year.
What is the Bucks game plan?
Giannis, baby.
There we go.
That's a game plan.
It's like when you got LeBron in your team.
Yeah. And they have better role players.
Should I tell you why it's like when you got LeBron in your team?
Go on.
Yeah. LeBron carrying the Cleveland Cavaliers through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Never doing what needs to be done. And then he leaves, goes to Miami. Yeah. See, Giannis is only in his first year being a superstar on that level. This is why I brought up the analogy of 2010.
Yeah.
Because it was the exact same thing. LeBron James is MVP of the league. Giannis is more than likely going to be MVP of the league this season. Puts the whole team on his back. When you ask the Cavs what was their game plan in 2010, LeBron James. We've got LeBron James, we'll be okay. Same way this season, we've got Giannis, we'll be okay. Basketball is a team sport, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, I agree.
Basketball is a team sport that goes between the first five and in the playoffs, it's talking about seven or eight guys on a roster.
Yeah.
Boston, as a team, is better than Milwaukee.
Well, seven and eight.
Let's look at it this way, right?
Yeah.
If
you guys
are really talking about basketball, that's what it is.
But
you see what it is if we had no chance, do you know what I mean?
I'm not saying you don't have a chance.
But there's actual evidence and basketball reasoning that logically makes sense.
As a whole squad,
that isn't just saying we've got Giannis.
It's
not an argument.
As a whole,
I don't think it's just Giannis though. But then, anyways, if you're Milwaukee as a team. Who's your biggest problem in Celtics right now?
What do you mean?
So you're Milwaukee and you're going to be playing Boston next.
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving is your biggest problem. They could block that guy. I reckon they could put two on that guy.
And then someone's wide open. Jason Tatum's open. Jalen Brown's open.
It's worth a risk. I'd rather the players you've mentioned, I'd rather see what they can do than Kyrie. But whereas
with Boston,
how many points Jalen put up in the playoffs last season?
You have to give credit to Boston last year. They went all the way to game seven against LeBron James without their two all-stars.
Yeah, but
no one expected them to do that as a young team. Now you have that team together and you can't say they're not going to do it again. They can do it again, especially with two football stars.
Did you watch the Boston and Indiana series?
I did watch it, yeah.
Did you see Jalen go off in game three?
Yes.
So why are you questioning what he can do?
My thing is, right, I'm not saying that he can't, but I feel like if they're smart from what they did last year, from the season, the way Boston play, if Kyrie's your biggest problem, you see videos, preparation, I'd rather be prepared to go against Jalen. I'd rather have Kyrie out of it and we prepare for Jalen, because Jalen's not going to give it to you all the time. Whereas, like you said, Boston might be a better team, but preparation, Jalen's not always going to give you the biggest points. If he's shaken, like
Kyrie, you can't guarantee.
I feel like you don't have more risk.
Jalen's not playing well. We have former All-Star Gordon Hayward coming off the bench to play his exact same position. The same Gordon Hayward who's been averaging, 17 to 19 points in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, my whole heart. It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? We'll see. Who's Milwaukee bringing off their bench?
I don't even know, you know.
There we go. It doesn't matter. Come to me with actual basketball reasons.
It doesn't matter. Number one seed. There's basketball reasons.
That's that. Let's have a look at the Western Conference.
We're still saying Milwaukee.
Okay, so you're saying Boston. You're saying... You're saying Boston in game six?
I'm playing Boston in six.
Right. Milwaukee in six or seven.
This is the same Milwaukee team.
Yeah.
that your two closest friends told me mm-hmm. would lose to the Miami Heat in round one.
Yeah.
They in fact placed a bet with me that the Miami Heat would beat them in round one.
I said this.
So yeah. If you think the Miami Heat, who are in the draft lottery, can beat Milwaukee, I'm not going to listen to anything.
Strength of Dwayne Wade.
I'm not hearing it.
We're going to move on to the rest of the conference.
We got Pat Riley.
Yeah. You got Pat Riley and Dwayne Wade.
Run the stats on Pat Riley. That's what I told you. Run me my stats on Pat Riley.
You guys are moving mad. We're going to look at what isn't confirmed yet, but the Warriors are up 3-1. The Rockets are up 3-1.
Mm.
Unless the Warriors do their famous 3-1. I think the internet will end if the Warriors throw away another 3-1.
They lose some Clippers.
Disband
the whole team.
We're more than likely going to have a repeat of last season, the Western Conference Final.
Yeah.
What are your takes on that series that we've got lined up for the Western Conference Semi-Final?
If it goes as planned...
Warriors in six.
I want it to be Houston in seven. I want it to be Houston 7, yeah. But it'll probably be Warriors in 6.
Warriors in 6.
I feel game 6 will be at Houston, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
I've got Warriors in 5.
Nah. I think Houston defend home court for 3 and 4.
I just don't have faith. I don't have faith in Chris Paul and James Harden to... Just because from when it comes to like playoff games, one of them's going to choke or one of them's going to get injured. And I don't... Not touch wood, that doesn't happen. Gets injured. I don't want anyone to get injured, but... It's just like, I don't have faith in them to beat Warriors at all.
I'm doing off the basis Harden will get at least 25. If he balls or not, he'll get at least 25.
Harden can get 25 sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can give me 25.
And Chris Paul is fit. If Chris
but you're playing Warriors.
I know.
Warriors.
But the rest of the team, I feel like they'll show up.
Who?
They have to, because Harden is not playing well.
Here's the thing, with the playoffs and jump shooting teams, with role players who are not done open shots, yeah. They play well at home, but they are historically documented to struggle on the road.
Absolutely.
You see that every year with every team.
Saying that, I got they picked Warriors up a, in 7. They did pick up a game at Golden State last year.
Yeah, I got Warriors in 7.
That's, I think Warriors 7.
You think it's going to go to game 7?
Yeah.
I don't see any way that the Warriors lose this series.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do think like there's the added motivation of last season losing in the Western Conference Finals when you're 12 minutes away from the NBA Championship. I think that is what's going to drive the Rockets. I think Harden is going to be guarded by Klay, who's a great defender. But let's be real.
What can you do with James Harden?
No matter how great a defender is, James Harden is James Harden.
Yeah.
So I've got the Warriors in 7. I initially thought it'd be less than that.
I think it's 5.
After I saw them throw away the lead to the Clippers, it makes you kind of remember that they are human at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I've got them going in 7. The other Western Conference semi-final, we've got Portland locked in. They're going to be facing either the Spurs or the Nuggets.
Yeah.
If you're Portland, who would you rather see in that semi-final?
The Nuggets.
Mm. Denver. You don't want to face Pop in round 2.
Mm. But also, I don't know.
The Spurs
know.
Are very, like,
hanging
down to you.
Yeah, they're very
watched. Because in, I can't remember what games it was. It was
3.
Was it 3? Was it up?
No, game 4, sorry. When they threw it away.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just... You're counting on this. You're counting on your point guard, who was initially the third string point guard.
They've thrown away more than one game.
Player development, though.
It does.
If they can take a third string point guard and turn him into a player that can win you a playoff game,
absolutely,
that speaks more volume to the player development of San Antonio.
No, San Antonio's player development is A1.
Yeah, but Nuggets are good, man.
But I feel like. Just there's expectation because what was the game? He had 36 one game, the next game he had 8 points.
Two. Was it game 2? I think it was 3. Is either 2 or 3?
There was one game he had 36 points, yeah. The next game he had 8. I feel like now that there's expectation on him, because he had that game, there's pressure on him.
What are you talking about, DeRozan?
No, I'm talking about White. White. Yeah. What's his first name? Yeah, he has a mad hairline. That's what's
D.
Yeah.
D White.
All I'm saying is that I feel like the Nuggets.
What's his name, baby?
Derek. I feel like it's Derek.
Thank you, management.
I was going to say Derek or Dylan, but.
Derek White. Not Dylan White, the boxer.
Oh, yeah. There
he goes. I'd rather see the Nuggets. I just because of coaching wise, but.
You think Kansas is going to guard Jokic?
Hey, man.
Yes.
The same way Kanter can't guard Jokic, Jokic can't guard anyone either.
Yeah,
Jokic is a terrible defender. He's slow as hell.
He's going to be scared in round 2.
So you're saying if you're Trailblazers, you want Nuggets?
Yeah.
I think so.
Who's your prediction coming out of the Nuggets and the Spurs series?
I think it'll be the Nuggets. I want it to be the Spurs, but it'll be the Nuggets.
Nuggets in 7.
Nuggets in 7.
Yeah, Nuggets in 7.
Wait, they're up 3-2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nuggets in 6.
Nuggets are up.
Yeah, 3-2.
Nuggets in 6.
Nuggets in 7.
Nuggets in 6.
Well, that is the first round and the semi-finals wrapped up for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
you're still watching and listening, make sure you hit the subscribe button, follow us to stay up to date with the latest from the Talk Points podcast from 24 Swish. You mentioned Dylan White. Talking about the boxing. There's not been much boxing, but there has been some, you know, some tensions between teams in that first round. What did you make of Jared Dudley / Ben Simmons / Jimmy Butler / Joel Embiid? You know, Joel Embiid called Jared Dudley a nobody. Things escalated. They went into the crowd. What was your take on the altercations?
Handbags. Brooklyn, I think at that point, they knew they were going home.
I don't like Ben Simmons, man.
Yeah, like
his I still like his attitude.
The sign of
his attitude. He feels like he's too cool, and you can't shoot. Like,
I rate Ben Simmons. Do you see that? You remember when that racist politician got the egg cracked on his head?
Yeah.
Did you see his sneakers the next game?
Yeah.
He came with the egg on his sneaker. Yeah. I rated that.
Crazy. I do. But just on the court,
you don't like Ben because he's dating a Kardashian, innit?
No, we
don't talk Kardashians on here. We talk basketball.
So why don't you like Ben?
There's something about him. It's just like,
well, because he can't shoot.
It's how cocky he is for someone who cannot shoot at all.
Yeah, but
he can't shoot. He'll still get a triple double though.
Triple doubles don't mean anything to me.
They do.
That sounds like round one exits.
That's all they amount to.
But other news, the Pacers, the Sixers are through round one and into round number two.
There we go. But yeah, I love fighting. And
it would have been good if I went to seven games. It would have been good if it went to seven games. We get to see that develop a bit more.
Oh, that would have been terrible.
It would have been better if it was an actual star, though. Because, you know, Jared Dudley.
No, but I think that's because he's the veteran of that team.
He is. He did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah,
he did what he needed to do. Because if you can get Ben Simmons ejected, you see how Pat Beverly got Kevin Durant ejected in game one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a veteran move. Do you know what I mean? Especially if your team's struggling, you need kind of. Because losing Jared Dudley from your team, you will survive.
Yeah.
He's not a key player.
If he gets ejected,
losing Ben Simmons, that's a big loss for your team.
Do you think Joel Embiid should have been kicked out for flagrant?
No, that's just a hard foul. It's playoff basketball. Yeah. It's playoff basketball. Tensions were also high between the Thunder and Trailblazers we spoke about earlier.
That was fantastic.
But tensions were also high after the game between a few reporters and Russell Westbrook. What do you make of Russell Westbrook and his next question?
Gotta grow up, man.
If they're asking things about non-basketball stuff, that fair enough. They're asking him about the game. Your opinion on the game as a player in the game. Say next question as well. That was a good question to answer it. That's ridiculous. It's childish.
Yeah. I think because I've been watching his like post-game interviews for a while. So I've seen this happen for like at least a year. So obviously seeing it now in the playoffs, everyone's like seeing it now. Even when I was seeing it then, at first it's a bit funny. Like, he's ignoring this person's question. But then when you think about it, I think I read an article that he wrote as well. The guy has no idea why Russell won't answer his question. So instead of you, because this person, he's a reporter. He's reporting to report back to the fans because the fans want insight on the game and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I understand if you have a problem with someone, but at this point, you're as much as you like it or not, you're an example to kids and whatever.
You're the leader of the team.
You're the leader of the team. You just look petty and you look stupid. You look stupid. It's funny. Memes. Next question. But after that, it's like, bruv, just answer the question. Mm. You look crazy. You're making £9,000,000. Yeah. Answer a question.
This is the second time you said 9,000.
Nah, to me, that's
I'd like to know where you went to school.
Yeah, Brunel. Gang. You know the vibe. All I'm saying is that it just after a certain point.
No, but I think there might be more to it than that. I mean, As a reporter, it's your job to report on the team, but what people don't understand is the same reporters are at every game.
Yep.
So these players interact with these same reporters at least 41 times within a season.
Mm.
And if you're stationed at a newspaper or a media outlet, that's in Oklahoma, you've been there for Russ's entire career. So being a reporter, you have a relationship with the players. They know who you are. So there must be some reason why Russ was refusing to answer questions. Because when I first started working in sports media, I got advice from the Orlando Magic beat writer for the local newspaper in Orlando. And he said to me, like, you might not realize it, but a lot of these players actually read what you say. So if you write a piece heavily criticizing one player, you have to make sure that everything you say within that piece is backed up by stats and by evidence. Because if you write something critical about a player with no foundation to say it, they're not going to like you and they will not interact with you. They won't do your interviews. Mm. They will not do that. And I've been in press conferences with Russ. I've interviewed Russ and had no problems at all. Mm-hmm. So I do think that there may have been something within someone in that press conference who asked a question at the start that he may have just looked at and not wanted to talk to. And that may have just been him done for the day. Especially coming off, you got to remember, these players, you say they're role models, whatever, at their core, they're basketball players and they're competitors. And one thing you pick up from being around these players is, after a loss, no one wants to talk. But they don't even want to talk to each other.
That point would be valid if it wasn't after every single game, because it's always this one reporter and it's been like this for like 2 years.
Okay.
So do you not think that there's something that that reporter may have done?
No, absolutely. But
get this reaction, because I've been in press conference, asked Russell Westbrook a question, he'll answer it.
No, I understand that, but I feel like at some point, after 2 years, you have to have the conversation, because if the guy doesn't even know what's happened, then, and Russell doesn't come across as the guy who's going to be like, we have an issue, just stay over there. That's who he comes across. At some point, it's got to be like, all right, cool. You did this. This is why I've been ignoring you for this many years.
At the same time, it's not a God-given right for a reporter to be able to ask.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But you are the one who looks stupid, though.
If Russell Westbrook doesn't want to answer your questions...
That's fair.
If I'm his PR guy or whatever it is, I would just say we're not answering questions from this guy. Fair. That's the simple solution.
But then you have... It's just the backlash.
It's not a human right to be able to ask Russell Westbrook questions.
Everyone has the right to do whatever they want.
He's a free individual to speak to who I want.
But you look nuts doing it. You look nuts. I think
Russ is one of the biggest competitors when he's not winning and when things aren't going his way.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to sit around talking to people, answering questions he might not want to answer.
Fair.
And you've got to understand, these players aren't robots. They're human beings as well.
Yeah, the emotions
and
are running
high. If you've just given your all on the court and you've come off the court and you've seen every media outlet saying it's all your fault, your team lost, you wouldn't want to talk to them either. You know?
That is true.
It's the same way that when Kanye West used to go around beating up TMZ reporters because he didn't like what they say. Do you know what I mean? Just because someone's a celebrity and they're famous within sports or whatever it is, it doesn't mean that they have to answer you.
Oh, no.
That's just the accepted level.
That's not the he has to answer. It's just, as a professional, in that
I think it's part saying next question.
It wasn't rude.
Do you know what I mean? He could have been rude about it. He just says next question.
Have you seen all the other ones?
I have.
He's like, I don't like, he even told him, I don't like you.
But the thing is,
when he asked him that, I think it was the first season when KD wasn't with them, and I think he asked Stephen Adams, when Russell
and he cut him off.
Why, like, how come, like, the team falls apart?
And Westbrook said, stop talking.
He interjected and was like, nah, this isn't about this, that, and other, blah, 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 blah. Then ever since then, he's been next question. I feel like, me personally, obviously, I can't tell people how to feel. I feel like that doesn't warrant the whole next question, let me just brush you off and ignore your existence.
Now that you said that, though, that might be, someone might have said to him, just say next question rather than shout back.
Because
that's a PR thing, then.
Feel like when it comes to the interviews after, I feel like with players, you have, like you've both already just said, that you have the right to say whatever you want to say. Yeah. I don't have an issue with the way Westbrook's handling it, because it doesn't matter to me, because at the end of the day, I'm here for the basketball and the sports. Westbrook, even though he is a role model, he does other things besides that. And like you said, at the end of the day, they're ballers. Like, if you've just lost, you've been given Lillard all
this. Yeah, you've been doing this.
And you have been humiliated. You don't want to talk. But then I do get with what Ibi's saying, is it's not even just that. It's in the regular season as well. A specific person he doesn't want to speak to, but he might have his own reasons. And at the end of the day, Russell Westbrook's not a bad person. He has his own reasons. I just have no comment on it. There's nothing really that we... Because you could say no comment, you could even speak on it. It's what he wants to do.
The thing is, it's not really for us, it's for the OKC fans. Yeah, they're the ones who've tuned in. They've paid their money or whatnot to come.
You paid your money to watch the game.
And then you kind of...
Yeah, but you know Boston's
bigger than that. You get access to the post-game press conference.
Yeah.
To see after...
You but wanna, like that,
you're invested. So you kind of want.
If you're saying OKC fans, are you really trying to see what your players have to say after you've lost?
Yes.
I think in all sports, you want to see what the coach says or the main player says about the game.
I just think
I think it's a lot of entitlement coming from people.
It is entitlement.
These basketball players are human beings. They're not robots that play basketball and answer questions. They're humans with emotions, and if they don't want to talk to someone, they have to talk to them.
It's part of the parcel of sport.
is literally part of their thing.
Like it is, but then if we're going the bad and ugly, if we're going with in terms of LeBron's more than an athlete,
yeah,
you have a right to react however you want to react. And I feel like
He walked out. Like, he walked out of a press conference in half a suit.
There we go.
I told him be better tomorrow.
Yeah, he
picked up his little briefcase.
Yeah, be better tomorrow.
I feel like fans should just. Let it be what it is. I get what Ibi's saying. It does look some type of way. I just think at the end of the day, if Russell Westbrook is not a malicious, I don't know actually.
He doesn't seem like that kind of guy.
If he's going at someone a certain way, that's not my business.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's a bad person at all. Like, and obviously, I don't want this to come across as me saying that. But I just think in this particular situation, no one could deny that it just looks terrible. It doesn't look great.
It does.
That's what's wrapped up for today.
Great stuff.
It's been a pleasure as always joining you guys on the podcast.
Appreciate you.
Glad to have you.
Thank you very much. As always, you guys make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with the latest content from 24 Swish. We also want to hear from you. We are the new home of basketball in the UK, but we're a community. So we want you guys to get involved, interact with us, let us know what kind of content you want to see coming from 24 Swish. We have a lot in the works already, but we'd love to add some more. So let us know what you want to see, and we'll make that happen. As always, I've been Mo. This is Aaron, Ibi, and Abs. Keep it 24 Swish.